Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A Massachusetts man who spent 3 decades in prison before his conviction was overturned in part due to a WBUR investigation returns to court today. Darrell Jones will be back in a Brockton courtroom for the final hearing before his retrial in a murder case. Jones has used his freedom to travel the country, advocating for others whose convictions have been overturned. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman this morning has this look into how that effort has led to skydiving.
On Labor Day, Darrell Jones was near Newport State Airport. And on a lark, he decided to make a leap of faith.
All right, in a few minutes, we're going to start getting ready. We're going to be skydiving over Newport, Rhode Island.
Jones went skydiving, jumping from a Cessna 182 with instructor Chris Tripperell.
Yeah. Woo! Yes.
How was that, man?
Man, come on.
Huh?
Now that's that living, bro. 32 years of living in a box, bro. Look what God got me doing. Look at how I'm living. Bring it on, world. Bring it on.
Fast forward, 3 weeks later, back at Skydive Newport, Tripperell goes through the drill.
Okay, make sure you have everything out of your pockets, Tyrone and Ray, Darrell.
Darrell Jones stands with a group of men who hardly know each other but share an unenviable life experience. They strap on harnesses and chutes, checking and rechecking, as Jones offers a word of advice.
Put on chapstick because you're definitely going to have a dry mouth.
These skydivers in training were, until recently, among the 32,000 inmates in New England prisons. Some will be jumping with family members, friends, and lawyers. Darrell Jones organized the event.
It's a day for us to take control of our own lives and not count on the court system, not count on anybody. This is the freest we can get.
Jones was an activist inside prison. In the year he's been outside, he's continued to fight for the rights and respect for the growing number of exonerees around the country. People whose convictions were overturned, or those like Jones, are free but still fighting, awaiting new trials.
We did a major march in Memphis, Tennessee, right? You know, you got guys that did 45 years, 50 years on death row, and where did it go? No one paid attention to it. And so it's an issue that everybody throws away. And my thing is, like, you're not going to throw us away, so I'm going to just keep putting it in your face, keep putting it in your face until you acknowledge us.
Darrell called me up and he said, you know, I did this skydiving and I think all of the exonerees should get to do it.
Lisa Cavanaugh is director of Massachusetts Innocence Program. She and her team of public and private attorneys got 4 convictions overturned just last year. One was Darrell Jones's.
And, you know, he has these ideas. And sometimes I think there's no way we can make that happen. But this one, I called up Radha from the New England Innocence Project and I said, what do you think? And she said, that's amazing.
With the help of Radha Natarajan, Darrell Jones's out-of-thin-air idea literally took off. Natarajan is executive director of the New England Innocence Project. The project has helped free a dozen prisoners from around the region. Many of the exonerees came to the skydiving event in Rhode Island.
Welcome to Flying for Freedom, the first of its kind ever that we know of, inspired by Darrell Jones.
There they go. I'm ready. Let's go.
This event is about people whose freedom was taken away unjustly.
Oh, there's the other one.
Ooh, woo!
As single-engine Cessnas soared 10,000 feet above, skydiving former prisoners, who served an average 30 years before they were released, jumped, free-falling to Earth at 120 miles an hour.
There's no turning back. Once you jump out the plane, you can't say, well, I changed my mind. I want to go back inside. There's none of that. And you just got to deal with it.
Fred Clay was 17 when he was convicted of murder. He was sentenced to life for a crime he's always insisted he did not commit. Police detectives relied on an eyewitness who originally couldn't ID Clay, but was put under hypnosis, a method now largely debunked.
When I was in prison, I saw a few documents on skydiving, and it looks like people were always having a good time. And I said to myself privately that I want to have a chance to do that if I ever get out of prison.
Last year, with the help of the Massachusetts Innocence Program, Fred Clay's life sentence was vacated. He had served 38 years in a cell not much larger than a walk-in closet.
Let me say it this way. You couldn't put your arms out and touch both walls. if you pace the room, you might get 2.5 steps to the wall. It's kind of small.
It's a world of difference seeing the horizon from 2 miles up, but jumping out of a plane is easy compared to navigating freedom after nearly 4 decades in prison.
I've never done it before, but I'm doing it for the movement. My name is Sean Ellis, and I'm flying for freedom. Yeah.
Sean Ellis spent nearly 22 years in prison for the murder of a Boston police detective. His conviction overturned when a judge ruled detectives, who later pled guilty to corruption charges, had withheld evidence.
They took our lives, now we're taking our life back. This is really what it's about, taking our life back.
Scared?
No, I'm excited. I was scared last week at Six Flags. I'm not scared today.
Good luck.
Thank you, sir. I'll see you when I land.
Sean Ellis faces a retrial set to start next September.
Woo! And where's Nat? Who went now?
Ray Tempest stands off to the side after his skydive. He was arrested and convicted nearly a decade after a murder in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. There were no witnesses or physical evidence connecting him to the crime.
And we prove prosecutorial misconduct, corrupt cops, coercion, you know, the whole kit and caboodle.
Tempest's conviction was overturned when it was found evidence of his innocence wasn't turned over to his defense attorney.
The jump was exhilarating. That's freedom. Jumping out of an airplane at 10,000 feet, flying like a bird. And I enjoyed it, and I'll do it again.
Lifers released from prison after decades for crimes they didn't commit or for wrongful prosecution miss out on the mundane and ordinary events that come with freedom. And certainly those things that are special, a chance to celebrate birthdays, attend a funeral, skydive, to look up and think, I did that.
I've never been on a plane. First time in a plane, I jumped out of it, and it was beautiful. I loved it.
56-year-old Tyrone Scholl missed most of his life. He first went to prison when he was 16.
I did 2 years. After that, I did 18 months. After that, I did another 18 months. After that, I did 3.5 years. So I was doing life on an installment plan without even realizing it.
At 27, a Rhode Island jury convicted Scholl of murder. He expected to leave prison in a body bag, but now he's in legal limbo.
We got him out on parole. His case is still pending.
Mike DeLauro is an attorney in the Rhode Island Public Defender's Office. He was preparing to skydive with Scholl.
Have you ever jumped before?
No.
Why are you going to do that?
It just seemed like something I wanted to do with these people. He's a very inspiring person.
In New England, 70 people convicted of horrible crimes and given lifelong sentences have been exonerated by the courts. How many innocent people are in prison now, no one can say. But a few years ago, attorney Mike DeLauro did research for a criminal reform bill.
We were able to fairly easily to document 8 people who had been mistakenly identified and were eventually exonerated. And it wasn't that hard to come up with that number.
The New England Innocence Project plans to hold a second Fly for Freedom next year. Likely, there'll be several new people making the jump. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.